What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the heels of a 14-0 loss to the Brew Crew in the House of Horrors, John Wehner joins us now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning, Wehner. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing swell. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Dorn and I, a lot of times we think the same thing, and then it comes out on the air, and we're like, hey, wow, I was going to ask John this question. Did you ever pitch in a big league game, John, like Triolo did last night?
No, that's the only position I didn't play. I was mad. I really wanted to. Yeah, I always wanted to. I pitched in some minor league games. I pitched since I had some decisions in minor league games, actually. You know, I kind of crazy. The first time I went in, it was bases loaded, no out, and I got out of it. I got a comebacker in the 13th inning. Second time I pitched, I had bases loaded, no outs, and I gave up those three runs and about five more. Yeah, and then literally I was done playing. I got released at the big league level and went down to Double-A to coach, and I had to play because they had some injuries. And I remember I had to pitch in a tie game in the ninth, and I left, you know, and I had a scoreless inning, and then I got the loss in the 10th in Altoona. So, yeah, it was fun. I'll tell you, the adrenaline flows, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know this. It's a different type of deal. I mean, I probably threw 30 pitches to one outing, and my whole body hurt the next day. And, you play every day, you feel pretty good, but that pitching is a whole different thing, throwing down a slope. My back hurt, my butt hurt, my legs hurt, my arm hurt. Yeah, it's a whole different animal.
It's
fun. Go ahead.
What was the pitching arsenal? Were you just up there throwing fastballs, or would you drop a hook in there or two?
I practiced the split-fingered fastball every day for about 10 years for that opportunity to pitch. So I did. I got a strikeout on my split against a kid in Double-A. But mostly fastballs, and I didn't lob it. I threw it. I was max effort. I wanted to see what I could light up on that gun.
John, Don Kelly got ejected last night. What's the worst ejection you've ever been a part of or seen?
Oh, man, I don't even know. I never got ejected as a player. I did get ejected a few times as a coach. The worst one ever. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's something I need some prep time for, because I'm sure there's some doozies.
Lloyd McLennan taking first base was an all-timer.
That was a doozy. Yeah, that was great. I was there for that. And, that was hard not to laugh. And, you know, it was hard not to laugh. And he might not like me tell this story, but Lloyd's was probably the best of all time. One time, Jim Leland, he's probably going to hate me for this, but he went out there and he was arguing with the third base umpire, and I was playing third base. And I don't know what it was about, and why he was so mad, I whether he did it on purpose or not, but the umpire said something to him, and he started going off, yelling at him, throw a punch at me, I'll kick your ass right now, throw a punch at me. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I had to turn around and walk away because he's in this guy's face telling him to throw a punch because he wanted to kick his butt right there on the field.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Would he yell at you guys often? Jim, like his players?
He picked his spots. There were times that he had some doozies in the clubhouse. I mean, there was a bunch of good ones in the clubhouse, and he'd pick his spots. So, like when I was younger, everybody was scared to death, and he was one that would pace and go walk through the clubhouse, then walk into his office. And, you know, if you're a younger player, the guy next to you would say, don't get up, because he's coming back out. He's coming back out. And so he just kept doing that in and out. And, you know, and he had some great lines in there. You know, a big league player's my blinking butt. He goes, you guys wouldn't be a good pimple on a big leaguer's butt or something. I mean, he had some great lines, man. It was so funny. He'd start yelling at the bullpen. If I hear one more guy complaining about their roll, you know what a roll is? A roll is what you put butter on. You know, he'd come up, but he was so mad. You were so frightened, but then. You know, when I'm with him 5, 6, 7 years and he'd do it, you realize he was just trying to send a message and keep everybody on their toes, because then, like, literally 30 seconds later, I'd walk by him and he said, that was a pretty good one, wasn't it? Pretty good one. I think that he's all mad and he's not going to sleep, and he's just like, well, that was a pretty good one. He's all proud of himself.
Do you think he could throw down if he had to?
He's not afraid. I know that.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of anybody. You know, I don't know, you know, what he's got, but he was a tough little son of a gun. I mean, he wasn't scared of anybody. Walkie told a story one time when they were down in AAA. When Walkie was in AAA, he was managing in Toledo, and they were throwing, you know, a couple guys got hit on Toledo. And I forget who Walkie was playing with, maybe Clearwater or something. I don't even know, but not Clearwater. Some AAA for Philly would be my guess. And Walkie said that they started screaming back and forth, and then Leland charged their dugout. And they had, like, these little rocks and pebbles in front of the dugout. He called on the whole dugout and then started kicking pebbles on them.
I mean, you talk about sending messages. I mean, I think Don Kelly did a little bit of that last night. I mean, I know Milwaukee's the best team in baseball, and they're hot as all get out right now, but that place has been such a house of horrors. Like, do you burn sage? Like, what do you do? Because even the almighty Skeens has had trouble in there, John.
Well, you know, back in the day, I guess this was the 2000s when they had Prince Fielder, Ricky Weeks, and that group. That was historic. I mean, it felt like we were 3-42 or something. I mean, it was something really ridiculously bad. And then we went through a period where we did okay over there. for maybe, 6 or 8 years, and now we're back, to where we're struggling. But they're a really good team, obviously. It's right. The best record in baseball. Okay, they came out of nowhere, and you're facing them at the hottest point in their season. I mean, they're doing everything. They're pitching, they're hitting, they're playing defense, they're running. They're, I mean, that's a gritty, grindy team that goes out there to beat you every day. And it's not like, I mean, they got Yelich. But outside of Yelich, I mean, they got a bunch of gamers, and like I said, they could pitch, and they figured out a way to bring in talent and get the best out of that talent. And when you win 10 in a row, and 13 or 14 or whatever it is, they're good. And you hope Skeens could kind of put them in a slump, because he's that type of pitcher to come in there and throw up a bunch of zeros and then put that whole team in a slump. But you got enough hot bats, and you make a mistake here and there, somebody's going to take advantage. And a couple of guys did yesterday, and we couldn't do much against Peralta. Peralta's a solid pitcher. So, 14-0, I mean, it got out of hand, and I think the bullpen's been a little bit overused, so these guys are pitching a little more than they want to throw. And so it kind of snowballs on you. I didn't realize, I fell asleep last night. I didn't realize that they brought in a position player to finish a shutout. I don't think I've seen them. In fact, a couple of years ago, before we got Rowdy and they had Rowdy, I'm pretty sure Rowdy pitched a clinching game, that what got them to clinch a playoff berth. He finished the game, which has never been done before. But I never heard of anybody pitching to clean up a shutout. That's kind of unheard of. But you understand these days they want to protect the arms and don't use as many as possible. So. But yeah, that it's something. They're white hot right now, and it'll be interesting. I don't know if they have enough pitching to go deep in the playoffs. We'll wait and see. I don't know if they have the horses, and that's what I think most teams that go ahead and win World Series have the best pitching, and I don't see that just yet.
I hate the Brewers. All right, last thing for you. Talk about some pseudo history. Gene Lamont at 78, technically the third oldest coach to ever manage a major league team last night when Don Kelly gets ejected. So something that I didn't think we'd be talking about leading into the season, that Gene Lamont would be pulling the strings, but you love to see it. Great stuff, John.
Yeah, he's still sharp as ever. He's a guy that can handle anything. He's as cool and calm and collective as anybody. He's a great man too. So I'm happy to see him. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have better news.
Yeah, we'll talk about actual baseball maybe the next time, John. Thank you for your time as always, brother.
All right, have a good rest of your week, guys.
You too, John Wayne, are the best.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.